Oh, good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Yes, and now it's time for Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Hey, Ms. Penny.
Hey, hey.
All right. Hey, you know, I was telling you, I enjoyed your show the other night. It was fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. It was Trick or Treat. It was great. It was great.
Yes.
So I can't wait to hear what you have to talk about tonight.
Yeah, I got some good conversation tonight. You know, we all upset about this rapper, the rapper getting killed.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm going to kick back and listen.
So I just want to, you know, talk a little bit about the shooting going on.
All right. Let's go live right now.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny today. You know, we have listeners all over the globe that listen to us. And if you're out there, let me know how your weather is. Today we had nice weather. You could have had on a little light sweater here in Virginia. The temperature's supposed to drop to like the 50s, but it was beautiful. Let us know how your weather is doing, where you're located at. We're live from Studio W in Virginia. But today on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, I'm a little kind of not, I'm not going to say I'm upset, but I got some issues going on with what is going on right now. I don't really listen to rap music, so I don't know the rapper that got killed, that got shot. And I keep coming back to this subject, talking about this, because we have a serious problem. People, listen. We have a serious problem that we are going around the mulberry bush, if y'all know the mulberry bush, with these type of situations. We gotta go under the mulberry bush and get to the root of this problem. We're losing all of our black young men. Every day you turn on the news, and I'm not only talking about our black young men, I'm talking about women, children, but we are getting killed every day behind these weapons, these guns. Everybody want to go around the mulberry bush. Nobody wants to dig up the root of the mulberry bush. And I don't even know if a mulberry bush even exists. But I know some trees and some flowers that exist that have roots. And we need to get to the root of the problem. We wake up in the morning, you turn on the news, there was 5 shootings here, 3 shootings there, 2 shootings here, every day. Now, the thing that gets me is because we want to blow up the news because this, even though he's a human, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking this rapper. But let's make it a big deal when anybody gets shot. Anybody. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to have $1 million in the bank. A life is a life. We are losing people every day. There are mothers every day crying. They are upset because we are losing our young kids, young teenagers, young adults with these gun violence. This bothers me. I have a young man, a son. He's a young man. He, even though he's 32, he's young. I have young grandsons. Young granddaughters, you are fearful to go anywhere. You want to go to concerts. You want to go to the store. You want to go to the movies. You want to go out and enjoy yourself, but you so fear, got so much fear in your heart, you're scared to enjoy your life. This is sad. People, listen. My heart hurts every day I open up my turn on my TV, and here's another person shot and killed. And one of the, I don't know if he was a detective or investigator, but one of the men on the news said, we are losing a young person every day. This is not all about the rapper. He said his name. I don't know his name. If somebody could type his name in the comment, I would give him, you know, my family, my heart goes out to his family. I will recognize his name, but I'm not a rapper. I'm old school. I like B.B. King and Patti LaBelle, and those are my singers. But my heart goes out to his family. They say he was a good young man. He was a nice guy. Well, a bullet don't say hit the bad guy. It ain't got no eyes. The bullet don't say don't hit the child. When that bullet leaves that weapon, it goes where it chooses to go. It don't say let's not kill the good guys. And half of these people have not even been to a gun range to learn really how to shoot, how to handle a gun. You can shoot somebody and they may not get up, but let's go back to the fist fighting. You could go back and apologize to that person. Excuse me. And when that person's family loses them, guess what? The other family is going to lose their kid or their child. Because guess what? You going to prison. We got to get to the root of the problem. We have a problem, people. We really do. And it breaks my heart because some of these mothers and fathers are young. Who wants to be a parent that buries their child? It's bad enough that when a parent have to bury their child because of a sickness or illness that they have, and they can't help them with cancer, diseases, different things like that. But when somebody else take their child from them, come on, we got a problem. I had something totally different to talk about. But after I watched the news, and it's tearing up social media about this young man getting murdered. We have a serious problem. And I cannot tell you, I know how you feel. Because I've not been in that situation. So I can't tell you, I know how you feel. I know your pain. But I know that it's got to hurt. We put these guns and weapons in anybody's hand. Anybody can go get them, purchase them, buy them off the streets. We have got to do something about this. It is getting terrible. And me, I'm a person that I like to go. I like to shop. I go in the malls and I'm steady looking around. And I was telling someone about a certain grocery store here. I don't know why, but when I go in that grocery store, I do not feel comfortable. It just makes me eerie in that grocery store Nothing has happened in the grocery store. Nobody's gotten shot in the grocery store. I've never even heard of the grocery store getting robbed. But it's just some about that store that I don't feel comfortable in it. It just seemed like a place that somebody's going to run up in there and shoot. And I shouldn't, as a citizen of the United States, I shouldn't have to worry about going to buy food and have to look at every exit when I walk in the store. I'm watching my every move and anybody around me. And please don't follow me in the grocery store. Do not follow me in a store. Because I don't know what you get ready to do. I will leave that buggy right there and I'll go out the store and I would not buy anything. But I shouldn't have to live like that. Because you choose to want to carry a weapon and go hurt somebody. The funeral homes are getting rich. They're getting rich. They are getting rich right now. They are making big bucks. And y'all know I always have a story. This lady, I don't know if y'all saw this trending on TikTok. She's a minister. She's a pastor. She did a funeral and she was preaching the funeral and somebody came in the funeral shooting it up. This lady was literally in the restroom, changing, getting ready to do her part, preach the funeral. And somebody came in there and lit it up with bullets. She didn't say if anybody got hurt or anything, but she was upset because this young man did not have a proper funeral because somebody came in the funeral and shot it up. And like she said, is this what we do now? This what we do. We shoot up people funerals. This is what we do, people. This is what's going on. My heart hurts for every mother, every father, sister, brother, grandma, parents that has lost a child right now to this gun violence. What are we going to do? If y'all out there listen, send some comments. Let me know what you think about this. If you have lost a loved one in gun violence and you would like to come and talk to me on the show, let me know. We can hear your story or how you're coping with this. Maybe you can help another mother or father cope with it better than what they're doing because they can hear how you're getting through it. Because I cannot tell you how to cope with it right now because I've never been through it. I've never had to deal with it. And it is sad. You can't go to a parade. I don't know if any of y'all follow me on TikTok. I went to the Chattahoochee Valley Fair, me and my husband. And the security, I have never went to a fairground. And the security was that tight. I'm talking about when you walked up there, even if you had a baby in your arms, you know, how y'all carry the babies on you. Because we didn't do that back in my days. They strapped the babies to them. They literally have you to take the baby out of the carrier, strapped to you. And they pat you down, check you with the carrier. They check your purse. They check the little kids with the thing that they run over your body. They check everything. They was tight. Police was everywhere. I felt so comfortable walking around that fairground. I felt relaxed. I had no worries walking around that fairground. I'm not going to say nobody wasn't in there with a snuck a gun in, got a weapon in. I'm not going to say that. But the security there made me feel good. They made me feel like I can go and enjoy myself. But why should I have to go through all that to enjoy myself? Why should I have to be patted down, people looking in my purse, just to enjoy myself? I understand the planes. That's why I do not get upset. People get upset with TSA. I don't. Pat me down, baby. Pat me down. If it's going to get me in that air and get me on that plane to my destiny safely, pat me down. I'll spin around and in the machine you want. Whatever you need to do to get me safely up in that air and back on that ground. I have no problems with TSA. Everybody wants to complain. But it's for your security, for your safety. Let them do their job. Because this is the world that we're living in right now. You can't go anywhere because you're scared somebody going to get in an argument. And then somebody going to start shooting. Where them fists at? You forgot how to fight? Because that's what we did when I was growing up. We put them fists up. We laid them hand on you. We didn't need them weapons. Now, you may got somebody got a stick or maybe a bat. Some people got dirt thrown in their eyes. But the next day, that person was still alive. And you was not locked up. The most charge you probably got was assault, a fine, and that was it. Where is the safety in the world today? This is getting so bad. You can't go to school. You can't go shopping. You can't go to church. And feel at peace and safe. The malls. When is it going to stop? We got to get to the root of the problem. Everybody want to be elected for this and vote for this. Vote for these people that are going to stop getting these kids killed. That's going to help a solution to this problem. Now, I've been listening. I haven't heard anybody. Everybody want to talk about abortions. Let's talk about a solution to this problem. We ain't going to have to have no abortions because ain't nobody going to be around to have no kids. It ain't going to be nobody left to have no kids because we too old to have them. Let's talk about that. Everybody wants to get to the White House. Everybody want to get to the governor building. Everybody want to get to the congressman, senator, president. But nobody wants to get to the root of this problem. We got a problem. And I know some of y'all women out there that's listening, women and men that's listening, that have young men and young daughters that wants to see their kids grow up, go to college, graduate from college, and become a successful young man and women in the world, and let them bury them. The kids bury the mom and daddy, not the mom and daddy burying all their kids. This is beginning to be a domino effect. And I know I'm not trying to make nobody religious, but you gotta cover them. I can tell you what I do. Every morning I pray for mine. 5 kids and 9 grandkids I pray for. Cover them. Protect them. Pauline said, amen, you're not saying nothing wrong. Talk about it, Miss Penny. Yes, this is true. And I'm not trying to please. Anybody out there listening, Miss Penny is not trying to make you religious, but I'm telling you what I do. My heart breaks in little pieces every morning. I fall to my knees and I say, God, help us. We need it. But we want to vote for these people because they say this and that. Please tell me, have you heard either person said anything about weapons and getting to the root of this problem that's running for election? I want you to get out there and vote. We need to vote. But we got to stop this. We got to stop it. We got to stop it. Who thinks that this should not be a big issue in these elections going on? Who's saying that, well, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Who's going to help us to get to the root of this problem? Now you can get a gun just like you go to the store and get a Snicker bar. Everybody got one. Everybody walking around with one. Like it's cute. And then the first thing they want to do is pull it out and shoot somebody. Then they want to hoop and holler because they finna go to prison for the rest of their life. Think about it when you get it. What do this gun do? This is what you say to yourself. If I shoot this person, what is going to happen? What do this gun do? Can I control that bullet? No. What time would I get locked up for if I shoot this person? Can I go back and apologize to that person? No. You cannot. They're gone. And then when you start shooting little innocent kids that had nothing to do with what was going on. Nothing. And that just blew my mind when that lady said that they came in the funeral, in this young man's funeral, and shot up this young man's funeral. He didn't even get to go, even though his soul wasn't there. But just think about it. You there mourning for your child because your child is gone. And somebody coming in and shoot it up. Your last respect to your child. This is the last time you will see his or her body. It was a guy, but this is the last time. And then you got people like Miss, what's her name? Pauline, type in your sister's name. Pauline said, talk about someone going to hear you. You're going to get through to someone tonight. I hope so. And I had a young lady, Pauline's sister, on here that she's trying to help young people. Get them off the street. Joyce Ann. She's trying to open up academy or school, music school for these kids to be able to go to get them off the street. But won't nobody help her. They don't want to help stuff like that. But they'll promote these guns, sell these guns. Come on, help the kids to get some done. Get them off the street. And they'll have some other than to do that to get out here and fight and shoot up stuff. Everybody loves music. It's not too many kids love music. We gotta do something. And if anybody out there listening, share this video. Share it with as many people as you can. Put it on Facebook, Snapchat. Let them hear this. Maybe some of the people that's running for governor election, they'll hear how we feel. We need to get to the root of the problem. Let your friends hear it. And I still would like to hear from some parents that has went through this. If you want to come on the show and let people know how you're coping with it, how did this affect you and your family? That you lost a loved one to gun violence. You lost your child, your daughter, or your granddaughter, or somebody in your family to gun. And maybe you can help somebody else cope with it better than what they're doing, because you could show them how you've been coping with it and how you're getting through today. Because they need to hear this. And I'm not politicking for nobody. Because I think they all play a part. And we got to get out there and vote. And get the right people in there. And like I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. Because I can't tell you, baby, how you should take this, how you should feel. But I know my heart hurt, and I have not lost a child or a grandchild. Thank you, Jesus, for that. But I have not lost one to gun violence. But I know if my heart hurt, I can imagine how you're feeling. I can imagine. But we have got to do something. We really have. You go out there and you plant your trees, and them trees grow a root. And how you get to that tree to grow a root, that tree ain't gonna grow without that root. So if you cut that root off, that tree gonna stop growing. So if you cut these guns off and make it not so easy for them to get them, guess what? You cut the problem off. At least you'll help some kind of way. That'll be some type of help. But we got to do something. And I know some of y'all say I sound like I'm angry. Some of y'all may say she sound like she's angry. I'm not angry. I'm not. My heart hurts. My heart hurts. Every day I go and I look at my news, and all I see is some child got shot. Somebody got shot last night. And as a matter of fact, I guarantee you, while we're sitting here having this conversation, this sizzling conversation, I guarantee you somebody just got shot. I guarantee you. But you know, I have to let y'all know that we have audience that listen to us around the globe. This is live at Studio W in Richmond, Virginia. This conversation may not help you, but it could help somebody else. So share with your friends and families. And if you don't want to listen on your computer or your laptop, you can download it on your phone. If you have Apple, you can go download it on your Apple Store, studio.w. Or if you have Android, you can go to the Play Store and download Studio W. Or you could go to our website. That's studiowbuzz.com. That's Studio W. BUZZ.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe. And if you hear something or you want to let your friends and family hear it, listen to it later on, you can go to the archive, drop down, and click on what you want to listen to. You can go to here, Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on Facebook, join the membership. You can go to Snapchat, TikTok, and now we on Yardstream. I think that's what it is. But you can hear these, hear us, we everywhere. But somebody say, Penny, you're not angry. Penny, you are very emotional about this serious issue. I am so serious about this. This is something I have to take a deep breath, because this is something we all out here that have kids, grandkids, nieces and nephews. We want to see them get older. We want to see them grow up and what they become when they get older. We want to know how productive they'll become in the world. We don't want to be sitting at a funeral home. We don't want to have to go identify the bodies. Let them enjoy life. And some people just feel as though that it's okay to shoot somebody. What makes you think that it's okay to take somebody else's child life? Somebody say, you right about that, sister. The right people in the seat. And please stop everyone from shooting. You get mad too quick. Let the devil run you. You need more love in our hearts and minds. Yes. You do need more. We need more love in the United States, period. That's period. And I like the saying that my pastor says, my pastor always say, I love you right back. And it used to be a guy at my old church used to say, I'm going to love you regardless of what you say. And that used to warm my heart, because it used to tell me that if I say I don't love you, that's okay, because I'm going to keep loving you. What make you think it's okay that this person don't love their child? Nothing is that bad to take somebody's life. No words that nobody can say to me, and I'm an older woman. A good looking older woman. Now I'm this. I have to bring some humor to the show now. But I'm an older woman, and I've had a lot of things said to me, about me, and I've had a lot of people stab me in my back. I've had a lot of people to do me wrong, but I've never gotten that angry at anybody to make me want to hurt that person enough to kill them, to take their life. Nothing you could say to me will make me want to shoot you over an argument. Over a pair of shoes, over a girl or a boy. And my family just buried my cousin's son that got killed by gun, got shot. So everybody just about in this United States right now has somebody in their family killed by a gun. But do you think, I want to know this question. This is a question. Do you think maybe these people that could get to the root of the problem haven't lost anybody to a weapon, to a gun? That might be the problem. And I want to say my cousin was maybe 24, 25. Nice looking young man. Very nice looking. Even though he was my cousin, I didn't know him very well because I'm a military. I traveled everywhere. So I hadn't been home in years. But I saw his picture, spoke to his mama. Nice looking young man. But still, that's no reason to take his life. And that was her only child. Only child on the mother's side and the daddy. That was their only child. Do you know how her heart is hurting? Could you imagine my only child? The only child I have in this world, I don't have no grandkids, nothing. When he left this world, that was it. That was it. So if anybody is thinking that, if anybody is thinking that I'm angry, why you're not angry? Why you're not angry? Why you're not upset? Why you're not upset? We all should be upset. Because guess what? Listen to this. Listen. Listen. Listen now. I want y'all to listen. It may be at your neighbor's door today. That knock that your child or grandchild or niece or nephew or cousin has been shot. But baby, it may be at yours today, the next day. It may be at your neighbor's door today, but it might be at yours tomorrow. That's how bad it's getting. That's how bad it is. So why the rest of y'all is not upset about this? Or your heart is not hurting behind this? Am I the only one? Please let me know. Please let me know if I'm the only one feeling like this. Because I feel as though we all should be a little upset. We all should be a little sad. We all should be angry about this going on right now. And the way we getting out here, the way we are out here with the news going, blasting about, social media blasting about this rapper. This is the way we should be every day about every child. Every child. Every mother feels the same pain. It's not because you're rich. Your heart should hurt worse. It should be everywhere when every parent loses one to a gun. My heart hurt, and I haven't lost one. So imagine, because that lady is living in the project, and her child get killed, her heart don't hurt as worse as the next person. Come on now. Pauline said, unfortunately, I know the feeling. She said, she's with me. She's upset. You have to understand that it don't matter what child it is. We need to blow up the social media with telling these stories about everybody. I don't mean I'm to my blow it up, run it. What's the word I want to say? When they overload the social media, just overload it with stories. Tell it, the news, everybody need to put it on your Facebook page, put it on your TikTok, put it on. Everybody needs to be letting people know. so we can support these mothers and fathers and families that's losing their kids. Give them that support because they need it. These mothers and fathers' hearts are hurting. So don't, yes, that's the word I want to say. I didn't mean, don't go tell nobody Miss Penny said blow some up. No, that's not what I meant. Pauline corrected me. Go viral with it. Go viral. Let these stories be told. Because this is something, this is a sizzling hot conversation that we need to talk about. We need to talk about this. We need to let people know what is going on. As soon as something happened with the people with money, we let everybody know about that. So why you can't go viral telling the story about little Billy got shot down the street. He's somebody's child. Little Jamie got, she got shot. She's somebody's child. I don't care if they 30, 22, 50, they still somebody's child or somebody's family member. Antonio Carter say, preach, Penny, preach on. I'm serious. This is somebody's child out there that's getting killed. Every day, y'all, listen. Every day, I turn on my TV. That's the first thing I do before, after I say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. I turn on my news, and when I turn on the news, that's the first thing I see. There was a shooting here. There was a shooting there. There was a shooting here. There was a shooting there. Every day. Every day. Since I came from Hawaii. Every day. And that's since 2020. 2020, every day. Not one day has went past that somebody hadn't got shot. And it came on the news. But you hear it that day. You don't hear it no more. Now I want y'all to keep watching the news and see how long this rapper, nothing against him. Please don't think that. I have, my son raps. I have nothing against rappers. Johnny Euro, he raps all the time. Got music out there. I love him to death. But I don't know anything. I don't know this young man. But I'm just saying, watch how long this stays with the news. Now, Lil Billy got shot. I heard about it this morning. I'm not going to hear about Lil Billy no more. I'm not going to hear about Lil Billy. So why we can't go viral with Lil Billy getting shot? Somebody please help me to understand this. I'm trying to understand it. And I keep coming back to it. This is about the third or fourth show that I have done about guns. And we're not cutting the mulberry bush off at the root. To get to the root of the problem. We're spraying it with water. We're spraying it with fertilizer. And guess what? It's growing. These weapons are growing. Everybody got one. Now I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand people having guns to protect their house. I understand that. Don't get me wrong about that. Because somebody invades your home. That's a different story. And don't go say Miss Penny said, go buy a gun. I didn't say that. I said, I understand you having a gun and you got it at your house in a safe place so kids can't get it. to protect your home. I understand that. But when people are walking around the streets just shooting people, I don't get that. I don't understand it. I really don't want to get shot. I really don't. And I'm not saying to be funny. I like to shop. I'm going to say that again. I love to shop. I think I'm addicted to shopping, but don't y'all say that nothing to my husband about it. But I love to shop. I love to go to the mall. I love to go to the grocery store. I love to do outdoor things. But I'm so scared now. I don't do it like I used to. I don't go like I used to. They got a comedy show coming here. I want to go, but I'm scared to go. I should stop my life and stop enjoying the things that I like to enjoy because you feel as though it's okay to come in and spray. That's what they call it, spray. We want y'all to vote. We want y'all to go out there and vote. And I'm not going to, I can't express that no more than what I'm doing. Go vote. But listen to them. If somebody can put on here, please let me know what politician that's running right now that has said anything about gun violence. I have not yet. I've listened to them talk. I've not yet heard anybody saying anything about getting to the root of this problem. You gave them the go and said anybody could carry a weapon. I don't know who said you don't need a license to carry. But everybody's got a gun now. You go in the restaurant, somebody got a gun on their hip. I went in the service station. Y'all know I have a story. I went in the service station one day. I literally did a U-turn and came out the service station because there was a young girl in there and a young guy in there. And both of them had big guns on their hips. And it was broad daylight, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Why do you have a gun? Like it's a part of the outfit. Pauline say, by the grace of God, he is alive. Yes. Antonio Carter say, don't stop. Stop. Live your life. Enjoy going out. Just be cautious and have your fun. I try to, but I'm so paranoid. I got a little bit of PTSD, you know, military. Carter, you know, some of us got that PTSD. I be so paranoid that I'm just watching people. And then when you see people standing next to you in the store or walking around the store with these big guns on like it's part of their outfit, like when they went to the mall and bought this outfit, the mall had the gun connected to it and they was wearing the gun. And then you be like, don't know what to do. What's up? Why are you walking like this with this gun? Like it's an outfit. And most of the people that have them have not even went to a class to learn how to shoot. And then most of the people, the innocent people, the one that get shot, that had nothing to do with what was going on. Who told you when you bought that bullet said, I know who you want me to shoot. I have eyes on me. Just point and I'm going directly to them. I'm going to shoot who you want me to shoot. No, that bullet don't say that. A bullet don't have eyes, and it don't have a mind to shoot where you want it to go. And then people love to shoot in the air. What goes up comes down. Where it's gonna hit, nobody knows. I am trying to understand it. I really am. And when I tell y'all that my heart goes out to all the families, all of the families, my heart hurts for you. I pray for you. I pray that God send his staff to comfort you, because this is a hard pill to swallow. And I remember when I was a young girl, I used to always worry about my mom dying when I was young, because a lot of kids' parents had died. And I worried that my mom would die one day and leave me, and I was a little girl. And my mom told me that it's not normal for a mother to bury a child. You're supposed to bury me because you're the child and I'm the mother. As I got older and had my own kids and my own grandkids, I understand now what she was saying. And I see how the world is now. The mothers and fathers are burying their kids. That's not how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to take care of us when we get old. Be around and help take care of us. Enjoy our... We enjoy watching you grow up. We enjoy watching you have our grandkids. That's what we're supposed to do. And a lot of these kids are dying that don't even have kids to leave to carry the name on. So you know these parents are hurting. Oh Lord, I got hot behind this sizzling in conversation. I'm telling y'all, I'm in here sweating because this bothers me. It bothers me. And if you are a parent or grandparent and this right here, these things that I have talked about today have not bothered you, have not upset you, have not made you feel some kind of way, then we have a problem. And this conversation, please pass it on to your family, your friends, let them listen to this so that they can pass it on and share it with their families and friends. Because this is sizzling conversation that people need to hear. They need to hear that we want to get to the root of this problem. And I know there are some parents out there that fear. We live in fear for our own kids every day. How many of y'all out there that's listening that don't think about it when it begin to get dark? You pick up that phone and call your kids and say, hey, I just wanted to check on you. Where you at? What you got going on today? I do it to my son. I do. I call my son sometimes, especially on the weekend. Hey, what you got going on this weekend? How you doing? You going out? Text me when you get home. Sometimes some of us can't sleep because we worried about our kids or grandkids, worried that they out there, something not happened. Like in the military, we have to do a head count. You call one child, hey, you heard from your brother, you heard from your sister? Carter said, yes, I do as well. Yes, we have to do a head count. You call and check on them, see where they at. Is they okay? And one sister or brother gonna check on everybody. They gonna give you the rundown. Oh, I talked to this one. She's here. I talked to that one. And then you can relax. Okay, everybody good. Come on. We got to get to the root of this problem. This is not something that's going away soon. It's not gonna stop today. Because the rapper got shot. It's not going to stop because somebody else's child got shot. This is something that's going to keep going on until we can get to the root and try to fix this situation. It's like somebody opened up the sky and guns just went flying everywhere and everybody just started picking them up. Picking them up. We got to get to the root of the problem. That's what we do here on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We talk about sizzling conversation and we talk about real things. This is no script. And I had a whole different conversation to talk about tonight. But for some reason, it was put on my heart to talk about this. Because when I saw the news this morning, I had heard about it. But then I got to thinking, y'all going viral because he got shot. Nothing against the family. God bless them. Take care of them. Nothing about the family. But what about the other kids? What about the other families? Let's go viral with them. Their heart is hurting too. We got to get to the root. It's not going away soon. No time soon. And if y'all got weapons, you have a gun to protect your house, go take classes how to understand how to use those weapons, how to keep them on safety, how to lock them up, how to store them. Go take classes. Get educated on these weapons. And learn how to fire them right. I'm not talking about the ones that's out there shooting. They are not going to get no classes. But if you can reach them, tell them to go get classes and let them understand what the damage these guns can do.